Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents 9 Days, The Race to Save Martin Luther King Jr.'s Life and Win the 1960 Election, by Stephen Kendrick and Paul Kendrick. Narrated by Bill Andrew Quinn. Before this thing is over, my son is going to end up bearing the heavy end of this burden. Martin Luther King Sr. to Reverend Otis Moss Jr. and Atlanta student activists. When Judge Mitchell gave Dr. King's sentence, it was like being in a room when someone enters and announces a death. Everyone is shocked, frozen, and emotional. Reverend Otis Moss Jr. Martin told me late one night that when being driven across those rural Georgia roads in the middle of the night, I knew I'd never see anybody again. That kind of mental anguish is worse than dying, riding mile after mile, hungry and thirsty, bound and helpless, waiting and not knowing what you're waiting for, and all over a traffic violation. Andrew Young. And Dr. King can be heard saying, "We will transform these jails from dungeons of shame to havens of victory." And that is exactly what happened. Dorothy Cotton. Prologue. Sunday, October 23, 1960. Coretta Scott King eagerly waited to see her husband. The dining room at Atlanta's Pascal's restaurant was packed on this Sunday night. She was surrounded by the boisterous celebrations of students, friends, families, and professors all greeting one another. After 5 tense days in jail, the freed student sit-in demonstrators were fast arriving, but Coretta was impatient for Martin to walk through the door. Martin Luther King Jr. had